If you listened to episode 1, you heard from a survivor who we call Penny. She emailed us a year after making her report to tell us how dismissed and degraded she felt at the Sacramento Police Department. She asked that we alter her voice and not use her full name for safety reasons.
He didn't take me seriously. He didn't really ask many questions. I remember saying to him it started out as consensual, but he didn't ask me any questions about when it became non-consensual. The officer also told me some people like it rough. And I think that was the worst thing for me to hear, that was it's like it didn't matter what my experience was, because if there's a man who likes it rough, then that's his prerogative.
Law enforcement agencies told me that the way this first conversation goes depends a lot on the demeanor of the officer taking the report. They say they try to hire people who will be empathetic, and that they do get training in the police academy about how to treat assault victims. But advocates say it's not enough. Beth Hassett runs Sacramento's Rape Crisis Center. It's called WEAVE. She says police need more training to be able to handle these cases sensitively, so survivors don't walk away feeling like Penny did.
They have to gather the data and the information, and they can do it in a less traumatizing and judgmental way, you know. So, and it really comes down to that officer and what their level of compassion is and bedside manner, frankly. And I just know a lot of times they're very green rookies who are picking these victims up. And that, to me, that's the worst case scenario, because they're uncomfortable with the situation. They're uncomfortable even talking about it. And they're having to ask these really personal and intimate questions that are challenging.